Rabba is because of what? Rabba, because why? The get has to be written what? Excellent. Rabba holds the reason why he read Panenech Panenech is to verify that it was written Lishmo. What does Rava say? Why is there a need to say the Panenechtim? Alex, what do you say? Oh, because we need to verify the signatures are real signatures and they're not fours. This is the machlekes we have between Rabba and Rava. And we had a whole halak with it. Okay. Let's see the Gemara now on the bottom of Gimel and Aleph. Two lines on the bottom. David, go ahead, read the Gemara. It's a lot. Let's see the Gemara inside. We got a lot to see. Go ahead. According to Rabba, who holds the reason why he said Panech and Panech and Lishma. Go ahead.
Boy.
Oh. In other words, who's the town of our mission? Our mission that says a Navy get Medina Sayyah. You have to say Bafanenechtam, Fanenechtam. Right? The town that says you need Bafanenechtam, Fanenechtam says, according to Rabba, you need the Shema. That means you need the Shema on the Ksiva and what? And on the Chasiva. Yes? So we want to know who is the town. On the Ksivas again and the signatures. Go ahead. Oh, if it's written Meir, all you needed is the Chesima to be Lishma, written for the sake of the get. You don't need the body of the get written Lishma. This not, go ahead. You're not allowed to write a get on Mechuba Lekarka. Is that correct? If a leaf is connected to the ground, you're not allowed to write it. Go ahead. Let's say you did write the body of the get on the tree or the leaf. Go ahead. If you detach it, and then what do? You sign it, and you give it kosher. So that's a mishnah later on a chafal from base. We're going to see the gemara there. Go ahead, Blinetter. Go ahead. If Rabbi Lazar holds the what? It's, if the Tana there is Rabbi Lazar, then what? Then what? In other words, what did the Gemara, before you move on to E Rabbi Lazar, what did the Gemara prove? The Gemara proved from that Mishnah that what? What is the Gemara proving from this line? That what? That what? All you need is what? Ksima, you don't need Ksiva. Is that correct? What's the topic of that Mishnah, though? What's the topic of that Mishnah? Is the topic of that Mishnah Lishma or Mechubar? Mechubar. So you got to ask yourself, obviously the Gemara is equating the halach of what? Mechubar with the halach of what? Lishma, right? Because the Mishnah there is not talking about Lishma. The Mishnah there is talking about Mechubar. So when you read the Gemara, you got to ask yourself that question, okay? That obviously the Gemara must be equating the two. For some reason. I don't know that reason, which we're going to learn now in Rashi. But when you read the Gemara, the topic of the Gemara was Lishma, the Gemara sends you to Mishnah about Mechubar. Read the Rashi, David, go ahead. Yeah, the top two Rashis, go ahead. Read the Dibur Maskil, go ahead. E1. If you hold what makes a star is the Chasima. Go ahead. You cannot have any gap between the Ksiv and the Sina. You can't write it, then cut it off. Go ahead, Yatzazah. If you cut it off in between, that's a gap. Go ahead. Since you detached it when it was Talush. So you see the Kusav in the Chumash is referring to what? Chasima. This is a very fundamental machlokes. This machlok, as we mentioned before, comes up 7-8 times in the Sefer. What makes a get a get? Either the Chasima Karsi is Remeir, either the Sira Karsi is Rabbi Lazar. Remeir holds, either Chasima Karsi. Why did it? because he interprets the Pesukim Chumash in Parshas Tetzaveh when it says the cost of love is Sefer Krisus. The cost of his what? The chassah. Which is very strange. I'll tell you, it's a bit bizarre. But that's what Reb Meir says. So that answers my kasha. We said the top of the Gemara was Lishma, and the Gemara sends you the Mishnah Baba Chuber. What's the answer to that kasha? The two different topics. The answer to that kasha is that both flow from the pasuk. They are two different din, but they both flow from the pasuk. The kasha of law tells me Mishma. We also learn from the kasha the din of Mechusar Tzitzur. So what has to be detached? The ksiv or the chasima? They both flow from the pasuk. So since Reb Meir interprets the chasam as being the chasam, that means the signatures have to be when they're detached, and the signatures have to be done mishma. You follow what I'm saying? It's not that the two halachas are one, are the same halachas. They just both flow from the same pasuk. And this is Reb Meir's interpretation. Now Reb Elazar argues on this. Reb Elazar, which we're going to learn, Bez Hashem, holds 8a what? Mesirah Karsa. The one makes up the get of the get is the Adam that see the giving of the get. How does he interpret the word Vikasov? Literally, Vikasov. Vikasov means Vikasov. And what must be Lishma? Mesirah. The Mesirah, we had a Machlokes before Sukkot, on Pevav and the Beis and Amoraim. Does the Mesirah have to be Lishma? Pashas, it doesn't. Allah Kalamaisa. You just need Adam on any giving of the get. Adam is Sirikarsi. You need any Adam on the giving of the get. Because Adam in Dabar Shevera B'Pachas Mishnai. You can't have a get without two Adam there. That's all. What Lishma is on the Ksiva, Ksiva alone. So if I ask you, which part of the get needs to be Lishma? Reb Meir says the Chasimas. Reb Elazar says what? The Ksivas. And what makes the get a get is the Mesiris a get. Now let me ask you to follow, okay? So does everyone get what we just said? You read this Gemara, I was always bothered by this. What's the Gemara comparing to Shmuel Mechuber? The answer is based on how you interpret the Pasuk. So Reb Meir interprets the Pasuk referring to Chasimus. So therefore the Lishma has to be in the Chasimus, and the Tlisha, when it's detached, has to be in the Chasimus. Okay, well let me ask you, says the Chasam Sofer. As we said, this is a bit bizarre. What do you mean the Chasam is the Chasam? So I want you to get what the Chasam Sofer says, a beautiful pshat he suggests. Please get it. Chasam Sofer writes, Mehecha Tesi does Reb Meir the Tana interpret the Chasam as being the Chasam. Last time I looked, the Chasam means he wrote, not signed. Writes the Chasam Sofer the following. He writes a diuk in the Pasuk. What does the Torah say? In Parshas Ki Teitzei, the Chasam law, Sofer, Krisis. That's what the Torah says. The Kosov law, Sefer, Krisis. The Torah writes the Kosov law, Sefer, Krisis. There is a din of the Kosov law, Sefer, Krisis. There is a halachim that you have to write the Kosov law, Sefer, Krisis. What should the Torah have written? The Torah should have written, like we find by Sultan, Parshas Noso, the Kosov law, Krisus B'Sefer. Should have written the Kosov law, Krisus B'Sefer. What does the Kosov law, Sefer, Krisus imply? What it implies is as follows, that you're writing something betoch a Sefer Krisus that's already written. This posting, the Kosov law, Sefer Krisus, at least when they are interpreted, it implies you're writing something already in a Sefer. Your coach says something, Besoch a Sefer. What are you writing Besoch a Sefer, David? What could you be writing Besoch a pre-existing Sefer? The what? The Chasimus. What you could be writing is the Chasimus. You hear what I'm saying? This is how. You see, I was always bothered by this kasha. How can Reb Meir interpret the Kasha being the Chasim? Because he was bothered by the language of the Torah Kedoshim. The Kosov law, Sefer Krisis, it should have written the other way. What did we find by Megillah Sota? It should have written the Kosov law, Krisis, the Sefer. Like it says in Megillah Sota, the Kosov Akoyin, Alos, the Sefer. It should have said the Kosov law, this is, I'm writing in the brackets, the Kosov law should have written Krisis, the Sefer. Like it says in the Sota, in the Gil Sota, you know, the she drinks. The Kusava Alos Bisafer. By the fact that Torah wrote the Kusava Sefer increases, it implies to write something in a Sefer, a pre-existing Sefer. Meaning the body of the get was written already, you have to sign it. This is what the Kusav Sofer says in there. Please get it. It's a very important Kiddush. And this is why the Gemara wants to know if it's according to Remeir, you should require the Shema on both. Okay? David, Mike, let's go. Mike, to the Gemara. You know what? Before we go weiter, I wanted you to see Peivav. Let's take a look at Peivav and Aleph. The Gemara writes, we'll see that Mishnah quoted by us. This is the famous Mishnah of Shlosha Gittin Psulin. There are three Gittin that are Pusul. You know the word Pusul? What does Pusul always connote? That it's invalid, but as the Rambam writes, Pusul always connotes only what? Midrabbanan. Whenever you see Pusul, it's only Midrabbanan. The Rambam writes that explicitly in the Adach HaZakah. That's usually the case in the Mishnayos and the Gemara. Pusul is only Midrabbanan. Mikra din it's Kashan. Okay. Take a look at four lines from the bottom. One of the three cases was, go ahead, David. Kasuv.
Kasuv, because
it. Bichzav Yodo. Let's say the husband wrote a get with his own handwriting, an IOU like, that he was going to divorce his wife, but he has no aid him on the get. So the Mishnah says that's Pasul mid Rabbanan, but the evidence what? It's kosher. She gets remarried and has kids, the lot is what? Vlad is kosher. That's always the expression. Go ahead, David. Kosov. Shaninu. Rav says Ksav Yodo Shaninu. What's Ksav Yodo? His own writing. The husband's writing. Rav Yamir was Mechadish Ksav Yodo Shaninu. So what does the Gemara ask? Aha! What statement were you, Rav, going on? Which case? The first, second, or third in the Mishnah of the Shlosha Gittin Psulin? Go ahead. Right, Rav Shkoyach is elaborating on the Reish of the Mishnah. The Mishnah already says Ksav Yodo, Leina Lovein. You don't need Rav to comment that on the Mishnah, right? That's simple, right, David? It can't be that. Ella what? Oh, it's on the middle case. But what's the middle case? There was Aiden, but no date. Go ahead. Yeah, then you don't need the husband's writing. Shkoyach, the husband wrote it. We have two Aiden anyway. So it can't be the Rav is commenting on the middle case. Go ahead.
Ella Sefer.
Oh. Go ahead.
Yeshua's
man, Ella, excellent. It's going on the Sefer. That has what? That has his man, but only has one egg. Go ahead. Oh, that's only his own writing, and an aid is good. Go ahead. But if you combine the Sofer's writing with an eight echad, it's bad. Please get that down. That's Rav Shita. Ksav Sofer the eight is bad. Go ahead.
Shmuel Omer, Afilu Ksav Sofer the eight, Sharei Shaninu Ksav Sofer the eight kosher.
And Shmuel says that Ksav Sofer the eight is kosher. So it's a Mishnah. It's a Mishnah later on at Pesayinim and Beis. It's a Ksav Sofer the eight is kosher. Right here. Right at Pesayinim and Beis. So how does Rav argue on that? Go ahead. Over there at Pesayinim and Beis, we're talking about what? Getting married, what? L'chachila. Go ahead. Hacha. Here our Mishnah is talking about B'di'evet. So Ksav Sofer V'eid is what? Is L'chachila. Right? Our Mishnah is only talking about cases of what? B'di'evet. Over there it's talking even L'chachila. So Ksav Yodo V'ein is what? Ksav Yodo V'ein is what is considered to be what? Is considered to be the Yevon. Ksav Sofer V'ein would be L'chachil. Go ahead. The Shmuel.
Shmuel, no Kasha.
Excellent, period. Shmuel will say in our Mishnah, Ksav Sofer V'ein, in that Mishnah it's good L'chachil because it's an expert Sofer. Yes? We're over here, it's only B'di'evon because it's not an expert Sofer. So we're afraid that maybe he got everything perfect. So what emerges from this machlokes? There's a machlokes Rav and Shmuel whether Ksav Sofer V'eid is considered to be what? Is considered to be even what? Even L'chachila. Ksav Sofer V'eid, is it going to be kosher or is it not going to be kosher L'chachila? That's the shayla. Tzav Zorei, is it kosher or not? Lichakim, the mice. Lichakim. Okay? Because the Mishnah says explicitly, later on, the Tzav Sofer Ve'ed is good. So what's Rav going to say? Rav is going to say, L'maisa Zeninim Lichakim. But what comes off Poshav Shah from the Gemara? It's a machlekes Rav and Shmuel whether Tzav Sofer Ve'ed is kosher Lichakim or is it not kosher Lichakim. But the bottom line is it's kosher. Tell me a svara why Tzav Sofer Ve'ed would be kosher Lichakim. Why would Tzav Sofer Ve'ed be kosher Lichakim? What's a svara? Someone give me a svara. Why would the writing of the body of the get along with the aid make the get kosher? Why? Go ahead, Evan. Okay, but in longest terms, we consider what? Go ahead, Art.
The sofer is an aid.
Yes! Excellent! Please get that down. We consider the sofer to be an aid. Basically, on a regular get, where you have a sofer and two aided, if you hold, I'm going to write it down, Tzav Sofer, the aid is kosher, which the Gemara is saying, Tzav Sofer, the aid is kosher, then basically on a regular get where you have a body of the get with two aidim, you have three aidim on every get. That's basically what emerges. So Rabbi Akiva Eiger asks the following kashin. He says the following. What does our Gemara ask here? Our Gemara presents the following kashin. What is the Gemara's kasha? Who's the Tana that requires Ksivan Chasim Lishma? So if it's Reb Meir, what do we say? What does the Gemara say if it's Reb Meir? All you need is what? Chasim Lishma. I'll tell you the following. If the sofer is considered to be an aid time, that means the writing better be Lishma. Have you ever heard of the Mishnah in Makkas on Hamad Beis? That Nim Sechar a man, carve a puzzle, is puzzle. If you have 100 aidim, what's the famous thing? Eidah Shabbat Lemitzasa? Butla? Kula? It's a Mishnah in Makkas at Hamad Beis. How could the Gemara ask here? Please get it. How could the Gemara ask here that according to Reb Meir, all you need is Chasim Lishma, you don't need Chasim Lishma? Maybe according to, if you hold Tzav Sofer the Eidah's Kosher, that means we conceptually hold the what? We hold the Sofer as being an aid. So if you hold the Sofer being an aid, Shkoyach David, all you need according to Rameir is the Chasim is to be Lishma. But if the what? If the Ksiva is Shalom Lishma, then what's going to happen? If the Ksiva is going to be Shalom Lishma, it's going to mess up the other Aiden. So that's the Chiddush. The Ksiva Sofer also has to be Lishma. Because he's considered to be an Aid. You heard of Ort? See, up till now we presented. It's Ksiva and there is Chasima. There's Ksiva Seket and there's Chasima Seket. Now we're saying that Ksiva Saket is considered to be a Chasima. Because he's an aid. So, according to Rameir, you need the signatures to be what? Lishma. But you should require the Ksavs over the aid to be kosher as well. Because the writing also Lishma. Said, if you follow me here, that's Rabbi Kivayu's kasha. How could the Gemara say that according to it can't be Rameir, because Rameir only requires the Ksima to be Lishma, doesn't require the Ksiva. The kasha, what do you mean? According to Ksav Sofer, the aid, the sofer also is considered to be an aid. So it's like they're three aidim all the time. And if that's the case, you better believe that his signature should be done, his writing should be done Lishma, because it's treated like a signature. Not because it's a chasima, not because it's a ksiva, but because it's a chasima. Okay? You ever got this kasha? That's Rabbi Kivayu's kasha. Okay? It's a very strong kasha. How could the Gemara ask? Let's go back to our Gemara. How does our Gemara ask? He, Reb Meir, boy, Chasima, boy, Ksiva, lo, boy. What do you mean? If you hold Ksav Sofer the aid, excuse me, if you hold Ksav Sofer the aid, you require the what? The Ksav to be Mishma. Because it's treated like a Chasima. Okay, how are we going to answer that kasha? How are we going to answer that kasha? Oh. So the way we can answer this kasha is as follows. Number one, let's get a few answers to this kasha, because we've got a lot to see. Number one is Rabbi Kivayu himself answers. The only time you say, Eidah Shabbat L'Mitzvah Sabbat L'Kula. Dave, you got that? All you need is two Eidah. But if you have 100 Eidah, they're all considered to be Eidah. If one of them is bad, what did the Mishnah say in Marcus? They're all bad. The only time you say that klal is when there's a psul haguf. What's a psul haguf? a psul in the goof of the eight, like a karov, like he's a murderer, like he's a gambler. That's the only time you say the Shabbat mitzvah spilkul. All the guy did was sign shalom mishma, right? Well, I shouldn't say sign. I should say right, but considered be signed in quotes in halach. You know what I mean? In quotes, halachically, we're considered be signed. Someone who signs shalom mishma, you don't say the Shabbat mitzvah spilkul. He will not mess up the other two eight. That's where Rabbi Akiva Eger gives an answer. It's not a psul hakadah. Eder Shabbat mitzvah spilkul the kula means it's a psul in the goof of the eight. That up suing the Haggadah and saying over the testimony. That's the first answer Rabbi Akiva Eger gives. Okay. Now, please get this, because that answer for Rabbi Akiva Eger, please get it, is against the Tosafos in Sanhedrin and the Malachim at base. One of the things that we do when we have Aiden, the Beis Din, is we interrogate the Aiden. We ask them seven major questions. When it was, where it was, right? What week it was, what year of the seven-year cycle, what month, what day, what time. We interrogate the witnesses separately. What happens if one of the Aidim says any Odeya? What's the deal? Tosafos says if one of the Aidim says any Odeya, you throw them all out. So you see, according to Tosafos, that what? That the halach of Eidah Shabbat Mishas Abba Kula applies even with what? Even applies to a Hakadah. Even applies to a testimony. See, we just got through saying that Rabbi Akiva Eger said Eidah Shabbat Mishas Abba Lekula only applies to a what? A psul hakadah. There's something wrong with the eight internally. But if he says it over, it's because something's a problem in his Hakadah, then we don't say the klal Eidah Shabbat Mishas Abba Lekula. Then we don't say such the klal. That's against Tosafos and Sanhedrin. Tosafos and Sanhedrin writes explicitly, the Feirish, that even if the guy says any Odeya, we say we throw all the Eidim out. So you see that the halacha of Eidah Shabbat and Chasam Balakul applies even to our Kodim. Now that's why Marka gave you the Rambam. What does the Rambam say? The Rambam in Hilchos Eidus Perek Beis Halacha Gimel argues on Tosafos. So what does he say? That if one of the Eidim say any Odeya, do we throw the other ones out? You tell me. You're asking me. What does the Rambam say? Rambam says we don't throw them all out. The Rambam says if one Eidim says any Odeya, we don't throw them all out. We don't say Eidah Shabbat and Chasam Balakul. So according to the Rambam, Rabbi Kivega's answer is very good. So that's the first answer we want to give to answer this question. Rabbi Kivega's answer works with the Rambam, not with Tosafos. That the halacha of Eidah Shabbat Mitzvah Sabbat Lekula is only limited to the Psul HaGuf, but does not apply to what? Does not apply to Hakadah. Does not apply to Psul HaGuf. Okay, that's the first answer. Second answer I want to give is the Kovet Shiurim. And the Divrei Yecheskel, they say the following. Shmuel Rozovsky, they say the following Kiddush. Very interesting. What is Lishma? What is Lishma, David? It's an ingredient in what? In the kashrus of the get. It has nothing to do with our Agadas Eidus. So when the Sofer doesn't write Lishma, that doesn't pass to the Eidei Chesima. It's not connected to Eidus. If I ask you, what is Lishma? What is Lishma? Jesse, what is Lishma? It's an ingredient in the kashrus of the get. It has nothing to do with our Agadas Eidus. So Yashar Koyach, from today until tomorrow, you'll tell me the Sofer didn't write the get Lishma? That's not going to cancel the other two Eidim. Because Lishma is an ingredient in the Ksivas HaGet. It's not an element that should mess up what? That should mess up the Chasimus. It's not an element at all that should mess up the Chasimus. And therefore what? And therefore, it's not going to mess up the Eidim at all if it's written Shalom Lishma. That's the second answer to the Kasha. You follow what I'm saying? Because Lishma is an ingredient in the Kasha Saget. It doesn't connect it all to the Haggadah Saget. Oh. That's a second answer. A third answer to this Kasha is as follows. Okay, David, you follow me? A third answer to this Kasha. Says the Divrei Yecheskel and also the Stipler. What do we learn on Beis and Beis? On the bottom, Stam Sifri, to make Mark Miri, right? Most Sofrim write Lishma. The whole concern is that he's writing it for what? It was found in the garbage can with the same name of the man and woman, or it was written for practice. That was the concern. So in such a case, we cannot apostle the Ksivas HaSofer. The Ksivas HaSofer cannot apostle the Eidim that signed it, because why? The Sofer is not testifying the same type of Eidus. He's not testifying the same type of Vedas. What happens when a sofer writes something shalol lishma? What are you doing if you're a sofer and writing something shalol lishma? What are you actually doing? You're writing something for practice. You're writing something that what? For someone else. The Edom are signing for the Baal. So therefore, you can't say that the Edom are what? Are going to be messed up by the sofer. Why would the Edom be messed up by the sofer? The sofer has a different motive in mind. He wrote it for practice. He wrote it for someone else. The Edom are testifying for what the Baal told them to do. They're two different concepts. If they're two different concepts, there's no way that we can assume that what? That the sofer should mess up the Edom. It's not the same Edus. What is Edus Shabbat? You have 100 guys testifying a murder. One of the guys is puzzled. He messes up the other 99. If two Edom testify on a murder in Manhattan, and two guys testify on a murder in L.A., how can you say that Edom Shabbat and Shabbat Kula? They're two different Edom. They're two different sets. No, we say Edom Begdinim Omnis. Machlech is Tanoi Meitan. In the Mishnah, we pass him and applies him Begdinim Omnis. The Mishnah says Machlech is Rabbi Yossi and Rebbe, Rabbeinu HaKadosh. But you follow what I'm saying? If they're two separate Edom Yossis, you can't have one mess up the other. That's exactly what the Stipe was driving at. They're two different Eduyoses. You're right, the sofer messed up. But the sofer's messing up shouldn't affect the Edom. The sofer wrote it for practice. The Edom didn't. The Edom testified. So therefore, since they're two separate things, you cannot say it is Shabbat and Sosabal Akul. That's a third answer. Aaron, you follow me? That's a third answer to this kasha. It's a very strong kasha. Because it really views how you view the sofer. If you hold Sof, sofer made his kosher, even though it is a ksiva, but in essence it really should be a chasima. So if it's a chasima, shkoyachor may only quite a chasima and lishma. But you should acquire the ksav to be lishma. Otherwise, it's a shabbat sosabal kula. Because he's a chasima. He's a virtual chasima. Even though it's a ksiva, it's a virtual chasima. Okay, those are three answers so far. Let's add two others very quickly. Please get it. Obviously, just I want to make a point that if you say that third answer that we just said, Rabbi Akiva Eiger, who said that, who asked the kasha, obviously views them as what? Views them as all one A's. Rabbi Akiva Eiger is the one who asked the kasha, obviously views it as all one A's. He doesn't view it as two separate A's. Just want to make that point. The answer we're assuming two different A's. Rabbi Akiva Eiger viewed it as what? As one A's. Okay. Like, fourth answer. The Chazon Ish writes as follows to this kasha. Chazon Ish says like this, a beautiful pshat. Chazon Ish writes in Simen Kuf Gimel, Sifkan Chav Dalet, he writes, Davka by get, do we assume like this? Davka by a get, that whereas one aid, do we assume the sofer knows that and he's going to be an aid? When do we say, Sav, sofer, the aid is kasha? The sofer knows there's only going to be a one aid, so he's going to be what? Treated as an aid. He has kavanah to be an aid as well. But if there are two aidim on it, the sofer has no kavanah at all, and he doesn't passel. And that's one of the things that emerges in Makkos. In order to say Eidus Shabbat and Sasa Balut Kula, you need all 100 guys to have kavanah to testify. When they saw the murder, they all wanted to testify, they mess everyone up. It's a big machlekes in Rishonim. Is it aid? What makes an aid? Is it only the testimony? Is it the Re'iyah with Kavana? What makes an aid? Do you have to actually go to Beis Din? Or is it enough to just view the murder with Kavana to be made? Or maybe just viewing it alone? Pashup Shad, that's two Mechudish, otherwise be... Or maybe it's not. There's a big Shadim to be shown what the definition of an aid is. What makes an aid? You follow me? Is it the Re'iyah? Is it the Re'iyah with Kavana? Or is it actually Hagadah coming into Beis Din? But don't ask me a kasha, says the Chazon Ish. Because the sofer knows there's only one aid here, so therefore he'll be viewed as an aid. If there are two aid of it, what are we talking about in our sugya? Two aid of a classical get. Don't ask me a kasha or ksav sofer to aid. Only in that case is the sofer considered to be an aid, because there's only one other aid. Here, this is a classical get. It's a classical get. There's no way the sofer is going to be considered to be an aid. It's a beautiful terrors of the Chazon Ish. Rabbi Akiva Eiger, if you look at his kasha, seemed to not hold like this. You follow me? He seemed, obviously, when he said Sav Sofer Aid, you're always an aid, no matter what. Obviously, because Rabbi Akiva Eiger has the kasha. But that's what the Chazon Ish wants to say. Beautiful terrors of the Chazon Ish. You're only an aid when you know that he has kavanah to be made. Okay. Rabbi Kivaker said, no, you're always Psaf Sofer Be'eh. It's always going to be. And lastly, the fifth terz. Lastly, the fifth terz. What's the fifth terz? Rabbi Naftali writes like this. Rabbi Naftali Trump Zatzal writes a beautiful Kiddush. And he is Mechadish as follows. He is Mechadish. When the Baal signs on the get an aid, then you say the Sofer is going to be an aid. Because the Baal wants the Sofer to be an aid. But if the Baal signs to aid him, you know what that shows? That shows the Baal does not want the Sofer to be an aid. So it's from the Baal's perspective. So even if the Sofer has Kavana, I'm sorry, Mr. Sofer, you will not be an aid, and you will not apostle the others. Okay? And you will not apostle the others. That's a very interesting terrence itself, a fifth terrence in this passage. Because the Baal is the one that has been sound. Now this is a Shiloh. Big Shiloh. Da Tessim and Beis, Tessus, Da Fafbezim and Beis. Tessus has a Shita that every time Adam signed, they're acting as Shluchim of who? Shluchim of who? The Baal. Excellent, guys. So therefore what? If the Baal only wants the Adam and not the Sofer, then forget about it. You're not an aid. So that's what Naftali struck. Answer. You follow me, Adam? In other words, Adam when they signed their Shluchim. So if the Baal doesn't want the Sofer, he's not an aid. So you can't have Kavanah from today until tomorrow. He's not going to mess the other guys up if he wasn't Shlo Lishma, because he has two classical aid. So these are five terutzim that we get into this kasha, but on the Gemara, they're the Kibay grass. It's a fine kasha, but a beautiful terutzim, and it sheds a lot of light on this notion of chsima and chsima. I just want to you asked me that for something, and you been last minute, because I just want to go by this. Okay, we got this? This is the chiddush, okay? David, or now. Back to the Gemara, okay? Go ahead, let's go. We got a lot to see. If we don't get K, you ask me. Okay, go ahead. Let's go, David, go ahead. So we tried Rabbi Elazar. We tried Rabbi Meir. Can't be Rabbi Meir. Cannot be Rabbi Meir. Why? Because Rabbi Meir is only required to see me next season. I think Mercy Queen, Mishmah, Mechuber, the two different topics. What's the answer, David? They all flow from what? Mishmah and Mechuber, they flow from what? The pasuk. They flow from the pasuk. They are two different things. They flow from the pasuk. Go ahead. Later.
So here Rabbi Elazar Ksiva Bayi, Ksiva Lo Bayi.
Wait, what does Rabbi Elazar say? If you hold like Rabbi Elazar, what do you hold? You need what? You need Ksiva. You don't need Chasima. Go ahead. Now what is noticeable from the Gemara? What is noticeable from the Gemara? You tell me. Someone tell me what's noticeable from the Gemara. When the Gemara brought up Rabbi Meir, what did it do? Proved it. Excellent, Yitzi. When it brought up Rabbi Meir, it proved that Rabbi Meir only holds Lishma by what? Chasima. From where? From a Mishnah. Yes? From a Mishnah later on in Chafaroth. When it brings in Rabbi Elazar, it does not what? Prove that at all. That's very noticeable. You follow what I'm saying? The Gemara does not prove that at all from Rabbi Elazar. The Gemara just assumes it. Why doesn't the Gemara prove it? Why doesn't the Gemara prove it? That's a very important horror that we have to see. That might have been what motivated Tysus to ask his kasha when we get to the Tysus. You follow what I'm saying, Seth? When it brought in Rameir, it quoted a Mishnah to prove about that he quotes Lishman the Chasima. When it brought in Rabbi Elazar, did it prove a Mishnah? It didn't bring a Mishnah. It just said, E Rabbi Elazar, Ksiva boy, Ksiva lo boy. It didn't say a word about a Mishnah. Why? Why is that? That's a very difficult kasha. Okay? That's a very difficult kasha. Go ahead. Biker. Go ahead. V'chi tema what? You want to tell me it's all Rabbi Elazar? Go ahead.
V'chi lo boy, Rabbi Elazar, Ksiva lishma.
Maybe Rabbi Elazar only inquires Lishma what? Midi Raisa and Ksiva, but maybe Midi Rabbanim you need it on what? On the Chasima. Maybe Midi Rabbanim you need it on the Chasima. David, you follow me? Maybe you need Midi Rabbanim. Why is that wrong? Go ahead. There are three getting psulim, and Rabbi Elazar never inquires Chasima Lishma ever, even Midi Rabbanim. Go ahead.
Not,
please look inside. Let's see this. Go ahead.
Not,
There are three kitten that are possum and rabbanon, and if you use them and get married the Vladis kosher, go ahead. Number one case. Go ahead. Two. Three. Excellent. All those three cases. Go ahead. Oh, the Mises. Excellent. That's the Tanakama. Go ahead. Rav Elazar says black on white. It says black on white. Rav Elazar says beferish. What does Rav Elazar say? That it is kosher. What does kosher mean? It's kosher not just in the derisa, even the chachila. Go ahead, the govet. And you go even from the chosim mishubadim. You can collect from the chosim mishubadim. What does that mean, the chosim mishubadim? Property that has a lien, where she gets a get, she collects her ksuba. So if the husband sold property to other guys during their marriage, he divorces her, she wants to collect her ksuba. The husband has nothing. So who does she go to? The guys that he sold to, that have a lien on the property. Okay, they'll get paid back cash, but she gets the real estate. You follow me? A lot of guys don't realize it. Not that they get ripped off, but she grabs the real estate. Of course they get their cash back, but the guys want real estate. She gets the real estate. So what do you see from this? Go ahead. What does that mean, Tikkun Olam? I showed a few guys the Gemara here, and I'm not involved in it. What does Tikkun Olam mean? The Mishnah says, I'm not on the base. Even though Adam is Sira Karsi, you don't need Adam Sinai, but why do we do it? For the betterment of the world. Because the Adam Asira might die or they might go to Medina Sayyam. They might not be around. So it's always good to have Adam sign that. But David, Media Raisa and Midrabana, is the get kosher? Yes or no? Yes. It's kosher even what? It's kosher even Midrabana. There's no doubt it's kosher even Midrabana. That is the Poshup Shah. It is kosher even what Midrabana.
Doesn't bring a proof though then.
And that's the pashas. What'd you say?
It does bring a proof in the end later for Rav Elazar.
What'd you say?
It does bring a proof for Rav Elazar just later on.
No. Yossi, what does it bring a proof on? It's bring a proof that we don't require Lishma and the Rabbanah for Hasimas. But it never brought a proof from a Mishnah that I'm Tzivi and need Lishma. This Mishnah's brought as a Raya that you don't need what? Mid Rabbanah Lishma on the what? On the Hasimas. But there was never a riot brought up straight up that Rav Elazar only requires Lishma and the Ksiva. Does everyone get what Yossi asked? A good point. The proof of this mission is to prove that Midrabanan, Rav Elazar does not require Kasima Lishma. All he requires Lishma and the Ksiva, that's it. The Raisa, and that's it. There's no din to Rabbanan of a Siyar that we should require Lishma and the Ksivas. That's what this mission proves. There is no mission that is quoted in the Gemara to prove Rav Elazar straight up that Ksiva needs Kishma. You follow me? Okay? You got it, David? Oh. Now, Lamaisa, let's take a look at Rashi. This following Rashi. Read the Rashi, David, the little boy. Okay? I didn't give it to you in the Marmachitis. Yes, Seth. Remember, what is this Mishnah being quoted for? Will you tell me? What did the Gemara want to say? The Rav Elazar holds all you need is Ksiva Lishma, not Chasima. But the Gemara said maybe he requires at least Chasima mid the Rabbanan. The Gemara said that's bogus. Because of the Mishnah later on in Pevav that says what? The Rav Elazar said this kosher without any Adam on at all. So you see he doesn't require Lishma, the Raisa, or the Rabbanan on the Chasimas. That's where the Gemara quotes the Mishnah. But that's what, but what I said to Yossi is the Gemara never quoted a Mishnah to prove that Rav Elazar says straight off. Okay, you're saying your own answer. We'll see. Okay, it's a possibility. But I'm just pointing out, I hear it's a good shot, perhaps. But I'm saying that it's very telling from the Gemara, you have to notice that the Gemara quoted the Mishnah for a mayor, not for Rav Elazar. And this Mishnah is to prove that we don't say any smaller Rabbanan for Hasidus. You follow me? Okay, you got it? Now look inside. Now, I didn't give it to you inside. I hope maybe you guys saw it. But tomorrow you'll see it inside during Seder. Read the Rashi, the little boy. I didn't give you the Gilyan HaShas there. Okay? You see this Gilyan HaShas? Really, Kivay? Go ahead. The little boy. I'm sorry. Go ahead, David. No, come on. The little boy.
Rabbi Elazar.
Go ahead.
Rabbi Elazar, the
Because Rabbi Lazar argues and says even the Chachila should get married. So you see, even the Psul the Rabbani don't hold him. Is that correct? You got it? Everyone got that? Rabbi Lazar laughs even the Chachila. Oh, listen to this. Listen to this. Unbelievable. Rabbi Kiveger, you got me here? Let's get this Gilina Shas. We got it? He says like this. Yoni, you got this? Listen to this, Rabbi Kiveger. He asks like this. What is the raya that Rabbi Lazar's makshir l'chachila? How many get in our apostle in that Mishnah? Three. The Tanakhama apostle is three. Right? B'dievin, in of Lamon, in of Lamamzer. Right? Why can't Rabbi Lazar also hold like that? The only difference being is that Tanakhama's makshir b'dievin, only the first case. B'chsav yodov in of Adim. Rabbi Lazar is makshir, and he allows also the other two cases. Since there's Adim and Sirim. But he apostles of l'chachila, because you need to have Eidech Hasina, and you have to write it Lishma. You heard Akasha? How is this Mishnah slammed off that you don't need any Lishma and the Hasinas at all? Why can't you say that Rabbi Lov, the Tanakhama says, Shloshet Gittim Sulim, only the first one is Kasher B'dievin. That's it. Tanakhama holds only that. Rabbi Lazar argues and says, no, even the other two cases are good, because there were Eidech Hasira. And the only reason why they're possible with the Rabbanan is because the Eidech Hasina were messed up. Because you didn't have good Eidech Hasina. That's the Chiddush, because they have to be what? They have to be signed the Shema. You follow what I'm saying? Nachamah, I have Nachamah. Let's get it. What did this Mishnah prove? No, what did Mishnah prove, Seth? That you don't need Lishma on the Hasimis, even the Rabbanim. Rabbanim ignores it. Kosher, right? How do you know that's true? Let's challenge that. Maybe what the Mishnah meant is the Tanakhama says the first of the three is kosher, B'dievin, the Chachima is possible. But the other two, the Tanakhama would say, is Mamish possible, Likuva, Mamish bad, even B'dievin. Rabbi Lazar argues on the Tanakhama and says even the other two cases are kosher, even B'dievin. The only reason why they're possible in Chachila is because why? Is because when the Chasimas are done, they should be done Lishma. So you see, Rabbi Lazar requires what? Lishma, Min Rabbana. Everyone got that kasha? Chasima, the Chasima should have to be Lishma, Min Rabbana. Our Gemara proved that it's not. But Rabbi Kiveger is saying you could read the Mishnah and say not that way. Ellie, you follow me? You could say the Mishnah saying that in fact what? The Tanakhama apostles, L'chachim and Kasher B'dievin, the first one. The last two cases, he says they're apostles and B'dievin. Rabbi Lazar says, no, they're Kasher even B'dievin. Why are they apostles L'chachila? Because they were signed Shalom Lishma. Because there's a din d'rabbanan that you need Lishma. Rabbi Lazar agrees that Chasima Lishma should be d'rabbanan. That's why apostles all three, L'chachila. That's why apostles the first, the other ones also as well. You follow what I'm saying? He's challenging the Gemara, Rabbi Kiveger. This Mishnah was quoted by the Gemara to prove that he does not need Lishma at all for Chasidus. Both the Rice and the Rabbana. Only succeed. You follow me, Seth? Rabbi Kiveger is asking, no, I can read the Mishnah like this. The Tanakhama only apostles, L'chachila is Makshar B'dievin, the first case, which is Kosev B'tzav Yad Reino Aveda, right? The other two cases, Tanakhama will say it's possible even B'dievin. Rabbi Lazar comes and says, no, Kosev Shalom, they're kosher, because they're Reino Messira there. But L'chachila, they would be possible because they were not signed Lishma. Aha! Rabbi Lazar also holds a Chasim Lishma with the Rabbana. This is the bomb of Rabbi Kiveger. Take a look inside. I'm going to read it, okay? Guys, take a look inside. Gilead HaShas on the top. Take a look. Barashi Dirmaska, Loboy Rabbaz Chasimah, Poli Hala Rabbaz Chula. Kushalei. Hayesh Lomer Kipshuto. Al Tanakhama. B'mad Tola Davke Shuksav Yodo. Avad Ksav Sofer Vena Lavedim. Afilu B'dievin Puzzle. That's the Tanakhama. The next two cases would be Puzzle. B'zeh Hosif Rabbi Lazar. Da'afo B'sheinu Ksav Yodo. The ain't a love, the ain't him kosher. The nussel love if they ain't him. He says the other two cases are fine. He says, "Ilule Dibre Rashi, if it wasn't for Rashi, Haya Efshe Lafarish. Came in the Tanakama Kore Shem Psul, Bemad Apostle Lachachilu, Lo Avi Lo Rabos Lamitkar Kosher, Bemad Apostle Lachachilu. Avi Lo Lamer the Avla Kosher. Akaka Kosovli Nechti, what's Nechti mean? My grandson? Harav. I don't know who the Amar Shmuel, Binyamin, Neiroshek, for Amavizakon, Bezman, Bezifro Tifer Shmuel, Amar Shak. You know who asked this kasha of Ikivager? The Tver Shmuel asked this kasha in the Marshal, also the Madura Basra. They all asked this kasha. Okay, does everyone have this, Lamaisa? Does everyone have this? That's the kasha of the one of Rabbi Kivager. Nachamol, one more time, let's go. Nachamol. Why was this mission approved? The Gemara says an Arabian prayed it would say over a din 800 times to a Talmud. 800 times. So say over four. What's the big deal? Four times. So say over four times. I don't want anyone to ask me to do it 800 times, right? The Gemara says right after that, Prater lived a long life. So Mesel Shasharim says, what's up, Shad? Why is the Gemara saying right afterwards? Because Hashem banked that time. You think, oh, he wouldn't have time to learn other things. Hashem made him live a long life. And it didn't stop him from learning Kol Torah and repeat 800 times. Okay. Let's go again. Why was the Mishnah of Shlosh Gittim so important in our Gemara? Someone tell me. Why? Seth? You don't need Chassim of Ishma for a blush, even mid Rabban. Kosher Mamish. Both the rest of the Rabban. Rabbi Kibbeger challenges that. Says, you know what? I can read the Mishnah like this. The Tanakhama says the first of the three cases is Pasul Achila Kosher B'dyevin. The last two will be Pasul even B'dyevin. According to the Tanakhama. Rabbi Lazar will come and say, no, all three are kosher, even b'di'evit, because you have eight in Sira. But why are they pasul l'chachila, David? Because they weren't signed nishma. And Rabbi Lazar requires chasim l'nishma mid the Rabbanon Yassi. Maybe you could read the Mishnah and say, no, he does require chasim l'nishma. That he writes at least the Rabbanon. That's his kashin. This is a bomb, son. David. This is Rabbi Kivayi's kasha. He says, what on earth is Rashi doing here? It's not really Rashi, it's the Gemara. But he kind of pins it on Rashi. We'll see what that means. Okay. Oh, okay, now that we have the kasha, let's answer this kasha. He doesn't answer, but let's answer. Okay? Let's get it. You got the kasha? I can't hear you. Yes or no? There's no medium in Taylor, right? Almost? Then you want to say it over? Let's say it again. Why did the Gemara ask this kasha? Why did the Gemara quote this Mishnah? To prove what? The Gemara wanted to say that Rabbi Lazar holds all you need is Ksiva Lishma, so it can't be Fanenachem. So the Gemara says, maybe he writes Ksiva Lishma, he writes Chasim Amid the Rabban. Right? Maybe he needs Mishma Amid the Rabban. Gemara quotes the Mishnah of Shlosh Kibbutzim, Rabbi Lazar says, Kasher Mamish. So you see, you don't need any chassidus. You can't tell me you need chassidus in the Rabbah. You don't need anything. That's what the Gemara says. Rabbi Kivayi says, no. I can read the Mishnah as follows. The Tanakhama one, apostles, l'chachilu, b'di'evit, it's kosher, the first case. But the other two, no apostle, even b'di'evit, the Tanakhama. Rabbi Lazar's motive will say, all three are fine, b'di'evit. Why? Because there were a mesira there. But why are they apostle, l'chachilu? Because the signatures were not done lishma, and you need chasim lishma. That's what he's asking. He's challenging the Gemara. He's saying, why does Rashi? He's challenging the Gemara and Rashi. He's challenging the Gemara and Rashi. Why does Gemara assume like that? Why is that your reading of the Mishnah? That's what he said. That's what we read it. That's what he says. But that's his kasha. So how are we going to answer this kasha? You could theoretically, you could. But how do you answer? Oh, so let's get it. Number one. What does it say in the Mishnah there? What can the woman do with her get? What Rabbi Lazar said. What can she do with it? Rabbi Lazar Omer Afam Pshenel Avedim El Shmashem Zayinim Kasher. The what? The Gove? If the thing was possible in her bottom, would we allow her to collect from the Chasam Shubarim with this get? Yes or no? Not a chance. That's what you're driving at, John. Number one, we can answer the kasha and say what? Since it says golden in the chasm shabbat, that implies that they get is completely kosher. So don't give me this business that Rabbi Lazar holds that it's possible nidur obama, and that's the way you want to read the Mishnah. And be the evidence only kosher. Forget about it. If it was possible nidur obama, we would not allow her to collect. So it cannot be that it's not the way you read the Mishnah. Rabbi Lazar says everything is fine. There is no concept of lishma on ksiv at all, on chasim is at all. Dirais or dirabanan even. That's one answer. Okay, that's one answer. Now, Rabbi Kiveger, okay, Rabbi Kiveger says, Lamaisa, what does Rabbi Kiveger say? What did Rashi say? David, what did Rashi say? The Rashi you read. What was the Rashi's proof? Read the Rashi one more time there. Below boy Rabbi Lazar Chasima. Right. If I would have asked you, how does the Gemara prove from this Mishnah that Rabbi Lazar holds it's completely kosher? How would you have proved if it wasn't for Rashi? Because what does it say in the Gemara? How would you have proved that Rabbi Lazar doesn't hold the chasim lishma at all on a drabana level without the Rashi? That's what it means. Ilulei d'Rashi. How would you have proved it from what word? The word kosher. What does the Gemara say? It says kosher. So Rabbi Kiveger says, I would have said the word kosher shows kosher means what? And there's no requirement lishma on the chasimis, right? It's just kosher. Rashi didn't say that. What did Rashi say? Rashi says, Rabbi Lazar just says, argues as even lechachila, she could get married. Rashi didn't say because of what? The word kosher. Rashi just said, lo boy, Rabbi Lazar chasima. Upoligala Rabbi Lazar fi lechachila tinase. He says you can even get married lechachila. If it wasn't for Rashi, I would have said the word kosher proves this. Rashi didn't say that. Rashi didn't say the word kosher proved it. Rashi just says Rabbi Lazar argues and says you get married l'chachila. So that's what Rabbi Kiveger asks this kasha, John. Rabbi Kiveger says, I can read the Mishnah like this. You hear what I'm saying? I can read the Mishnah like this, says Rabbi Kiveger. The Mishnah doesn't say that Rabbi Lazar denies lishma. Maybe he holds of it. Like Rabbi Kiveger's kasha. So we answered it by saying what? It says, v'golim v'nechosim v'shubarim. That implies that it's what? That it's completely kosher. So we're pointing out that what was bothering Rabbi Kiveger was the fact that what? Not because it says the word kosher, which shows l'chachila. But the fact is, Rashi just says that Rabbi Lazar holds l'chachila, she can get married. L'chachila, she can get married. So one answer that we're saying to answer Rabbi Kiveger's kasha is that it says the word, it says, go in the chosim shubar. That's one way of saying it. Okay? What's another answer that we could answer this kasha? Please get it. The Rishash says the following. The word kosher implies what? Only what? What could kosher apply? What does kosher normally apply? I mean, this is a lot of kosher. Did he have it right? How does the word kosher apply with achilah? He says a beautiful pshat. Because the word kosher is extra. Why is it extra? What did Rabbi Lazar, what did the Tanakhama already say? Vinesis avlad, kosher. Why is Rabbi Lazar repeating the word kosher? Must be the word kosher is what? What is the word kosher telling me? L'chachilah. Vinesis avlad, kosher means only b'dyevin in the Tanakhama. Why does Rabbi Lazar repeat the word kosher? Because kosher implies l'chachilah. This is what the Rishash says. A beautiful pshat, Lamaisa. This is his terrors. And this is his terrors. That's the terrors, Lamaisa, okay? That's the terrors he wants to say. So it's very possible we can answer Rabbi Kiveger's question two ways. One is to say that the word Golbim in the Chosim Shubarim shows l'chachilah. And what's number two? Number two is the fact that why do you have to repeat the word kosher? Kosher normally means b'dyevin, but by repeating the word kosher means what? Even what? Even l'chachilah. So you see, Rabbi Lazar denies lishma completely. He doesn't require it through one. Okay? And that's in fact the way we're answering the kasha. And that's how Rashi must have assumed as well. You follow me?
How does the Tanakhama only hold in the first case?
Rabbi Kiveger asked that the Tanakhama may be only possible the first case.
Yeah, that's not so from the words of the Gemara.
I mean, that's what John was saying. It's hard to read the Mishnah like that, right?
And list all three.
Right, okay. All right. It's not, you could say Rebbe Lazar was commenting what? When he said Avdish and Ovedim, that was referring to the last two cases. Because the last two cases don't have what? What'd you say? No, 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 no. Our aim is to get him soon. That the first one is what? It means in general, all the mice. And Rebbe Lutz just elaborated on that. I hear what you're saying. It's not the simplest reading of the Mishnah. Now, John is saying, right, it's not the simplest reading of the Mishnah. And Yossi's saying, maybe that's what you're driving at too, said. It's not the simplest reading of the Mishnah, but it is possible that Rebbe Lutz was embellishing what shock of the Tanakhama is. Tanakhama only passes the first one, and Rebbe Lutz passes the second and the third. So I'm saying it's a possible way of reading the Mishnah. Obviously, it's not, the Gemara doesn't say it like that, but you're asking why not. So that's the answer that we want to give. Either from the word gold the chashu shibana or from the word kashu. Okay. So now we've thrown our hands up in the air. It's not Rebbe Lazar, it's not Rebbe Meir. Mike, go ahead, David. Let's go. The Elo?
Hello, Rebbe Meir.
Ah, so we're going back to Rebbe Meir now. Go ahead. Oh, you want to tell me now Rebbe Meir only requires Lishma, Midrash, and Echsim, but maybe Ksiv requires Midrash Bottom. Go ahead. Oh, do you find it in the garbage can? And it's the same names? It's Kosher. Go ahead. So what do you see? What do you see from that? It's Kosher, not just Midrash, but even what? Even the Rabbanah, you see, you don't need Ksiv Lishma at all, even at the Rabbanah law. So don't tell me the Rebbe Meir requires Ksiv Lishma in the Rabbanah. He doesn't require it at all. Go ahead. Maybe Rebbe Meir only, maybe Rebbe Nachman when he quoted Rebbe Meir only meant what? Midi Raisa. Go ahead. If that's the case, then Rebbe Meir should have said Dvar Torah. On a Diraisa level, it's good, right? Go ahead. And that Midrabanan would be a problem. So it must be that what? When Rebbe Meir writes, you only need Chasima Lishma, it's only Chasima. You don't need Lishma at all, Chasima, both Diraisa and the Rabbanan. Because of the garbage can case. Don't tell me it's only Diraisa Kasher. He didn't say only it was only Diraisa Kasher. He implied it's Kasher completely. Go ahead.
Hello, Rabbi
Lazar again. We're going back to Rabbi Lazar now. Go ahead. Excellent. When does Rabbi Lazar not require Chasim Lishma? When there's no Edom at all on it? Go ahead. Where there are Edom, you require it. Go ahead. Right. It's like, kind of like, you know, when people volunteer to do something. Some guys, unfortunately, when they volunteer to do something, they don't put in all their whole efforts. So you always say to a guy, if a guy's the head of an organization, you know, why do it? If you're going to volunteer, you do it with all your koichas. Then don't volunteer, right? Many people have the attitude, well, at least I'm volunteering. Then don't do it. We'll find out someone who'll do a good job, right? No? Anyone has had a rant, you know, anything you do, right? I'm sure you've had to deal with guys like that, right? When you have to run something, guy has to volunteer. You do it right. It's the same answer here. Right? Don't give me the attitude, well, at least I'm volunteering. You don't want to do it right. If water comes up, get someone else, right? If the water's down the whole notion of volunteering, you want to be a good guy, do it right. Rebbe Lazar doesn't require any chasimis at all. You want to put them on, and if someone asked me in Seder, I forgot who asked me in Seder, why would you want to do it? I think Aaron, you asked me. Because the Edom Asira might die, and then they're going to be sound. If you're going to do it, you do it right. You better sign a Lishma. You don't sign a Karov, you don't sign a Apostle, you don't sign a Gashalol Lishma. That's what Mizuyev Bitochum is. It's internally Mizuyev. So, bottom line, David, who's the town of our Mishnah? According to Rabbah, who says we need Lishma. It's Rebbe Lazar. But I thought Rebbe Lazar only requires Lishma in the Ksiva. What's the answer? Why didn't you Lishma in the Chasimas? You don't, but if you're going to get, you don't need signatures ever. But if you're going to do the signatures, you better do it what? Right. And therefore you need it to be done the Shmuel. You got it? That's the first terrors. Victor, David, let's go. Please look inside. Let's get this. We got a lot to see. Go ahead. Ravashi says no, it's Rabbi Yehuda. Who's Rabbi Yehuda? There's a third Tana. Who's Rabbi Yehuda? Stam Rabbi Yehuda Shasas who? Rabbi Yehuda Bar Eloi. What does Rabbi Yehuda say? Mini Ksiva and Chasim Lishma. There are three shittas. Go ahead. You see, there you have it again. He requires both the kasiva and the chasima to be what? When it's detached. What's the kasha that I'm going to say right now? What are we talking about? What's the answer? Flows from the same pasuk. He requires the kasiva and the chasima to be done talish. So that's why he needs kasiva lishma. So what's the obvious? Go ahead. So the second teretz of the Gemara, it's this Ravashi. Who's the Tana of our Mishnah? Reviewed it. Why didn't the Gemara just say this right away? Why does the Gemara have to go through a whole other? We just did it. You read so nicely. Try Rav Lozer, try Rav Meir. Go ahead.
Lee Kara. My problem.
Why did you originally go like Rabbi Yehuda? Go ahead. We look to try to make the Mishnah Mahadrina Rav Meir. Go ahead. Was this an anonymous Mishnah? Is this an anonymous Mishnah? The Tanakhama or Mishnah is anonymous. There's a Stam Klal and Shas Stam Mishnah Ramir. Anonymous Mishnah Ramir. We try to make it like Ramir. Go ahead.
Rabbi Meir Mahadrin.
No, Mahadrin and our what?
Mahadrin
and Ramir is Stam Mishnah Ramir. Period. Go ahead. Mahadrin and Rabbi Lozer. Why do we try Rabbi Lozer? Period. Because we have a general psak, and getting we always hold like Rabbi Lozer. So therefore we tried our best to make it like Rabbi Lozer. The bottom line is though, Ravashi says, I don't like to make it like Rabbi Lozer. It's a bechidish. Maybe Ravashi doesn't hold the mezuzah mitoko. And the bottom line is the Mishnah's Rabbi Yehuda. So we have two shittas. We have two shittas who's the town of our Mishnah. What are the two shittas? Either Rabbi Lozer we hold to the concept of mezuzah mitoko, or it's like Rabbi Yehuda, or we hold like what? Fine. Let's turn now, very quickly, David, very excellent job, okay? Let's turn the Chafal from the base. Let's see it inside. I'm going to read the Gemara, okay? Because we got to see this now, okay? Please look inside. Take a look at Chafal from the base, okay? Let's see. What does the Mishnah say? The beginning of the Mishnah, we'll see. Ein kosvin b'mechubar l'karka. You cannot write again on something that is attached to the ground. Kosvu b'mechubar, if you did write it when it's mechubar. Tolshu, you detached it. V'chosmu, and you signed it. L'nasol l'kosher. It's kosher. Rabbi Yehuda posel. Achetek sivasu v'chasimasu b'tolsh. Rabbi Yehuda passes in the ksim and the chasim to be b'tolsh. We got it? We got the Mishnah? Look at the Gemara now. The Gemara says like this. Kasvu ala mechubar. The Mishnah began if you wrote it on mechubar. La'amris reisha ain kosvin. But it says in the reisha you're not allowed to write. It's a stira m'nei obey. The Mishnah says kasvu ala mechubar mashmi, you can do it. But the reisha says you can't. Stira. Amar reviewed amar shmuvu shashir makam atorif. What does a torif mean? Look at Rashi, Torif, Geluyev Shostar Makom Ish Vahishiv Asman. You gotta get this. A Torif is the inner part of a get. The name of the man, the woman, and also the date. Also could very well be the statement of Hariyaku Teres Lukolod, which the Mishnah says in Peheman Alf is Gufo Shall Get. Where you have to write a phrase, she's looked at everyone. Except, of course, for a Kayim. You don't have to write that in. Okay? So look inside. You left out the Torah. What did you write on the get? You wrote the Tofes. Tofes is the generic, general document of any shtar. The Torah is the main part that has to be written lishma. So what did you leave out when you wrote it when it was attached? You left out the Torah. You only wrote the Tofes. You left out the Makam Torah. The Rebbe Lozer, Eid, Amr, Eid, Messiah, Karsi. We hold like Rebbe Lazar, who holds Ein Mesirikas, Mahachi Kamer, a Kosin Tofis, Shema Yichtov Torev, Kosin Latoifis, Vitolshu, Kosin Latoifis, Vinasla Kosher, period. What is the first Mahalach in this Mishnah? Please, let's get it. What is the first Mahalach in the Mishnah? Now, what did you do? You wrote it when it was attached to the ground, the Tofis. You're not allowed to do that. Because we're afraid if you write the Tofes when it's attached, you're going to end up writing the what? The Torah when it's attached. But if you did write the Tofes when it's attached, what if it did? No problem. Detach it, write it, the Torah, and then sign it and give it again. We got it? That's the first Mahalach. Okay. That is the first Mahalach. What I want you to get from this is follows. Replug it back in the Mishnah. What's difficult about this? What did the Mishnah say? Yitzi, what does the Mishnah say? What did the Mishnah say? What does the Mishnah say? Ekos mechubar l'karka, kosmu mechubar. It says, Talshu v'chosmu v'nasnula. What's difficult with the Lashna Mishnah? It says, v'chosmu. We just read the Gemara that it's what? You were kosev the Tofes when it was attached. You ripped it off. Then you wrote the Torah. Kotev. Why does it say chasam? Chasam doesn't mean in the Mishnah chasam. According to who? Rev Yehuda or Shmuel. What does the word chasam mean?
Complete.
It means complete. Excellent. Yes. It means complete. You completed the kasiva. You did the Tofes and the Torah. This is very critical. Aaron, you follow what I'm saying? According to the first approach to the Gemara, the Losh and the Mishnah Hassan does not mean sign. It means to complete the Ksiva. That is the first approach to this Mishnah. Okay? Second approach to the Mishnah. The Reish Lakish Amar, there's no way you could have done the Tosis without seeing this Gemara. It's impossible. Okay, I should have given you the Gemara in 7. He quotes it. Okay, the Tosis quotes it. You cannot do the Tosis without this Gemara. He's quoting your Reviewer Mishmul. Who's Reviewer Mishmul? He's not in our Gemara. Where is he? He's here. I chafal from the base. Where's Reish Lakish? Where's Reish Lakish? He's not in our Gemara. He's here. Okay, I should have given him the Tosis quotes it. Look in the next line. Reish Lakish Amar Chasmu Shaninu. The word kosev in the Mishnah means chasam. The Reb Meir he, the Reb Chasima Karsi, Vachi Kamer, a kosev toreif, Xerishem Yachtol. Don't write the toreif when it's attached, because if you write the toreif, you're going to end up what? Signing the Eidim. Kosevu the toreif, if you wrote the toreif when it's attached, Tolshu, you detach the kosevu and Nusla Kosher, you sign it, you give it its kosher. This is the two approaches to the Mishnah. We got it? Here's the interpretation. Now, how do you interpret like the Mishnah Yitzi? It works beautifully. Because chasad literally means chasad. No. It says, Kasu when it was mechubar, you wrote the Torah. Right? But, if you wrote the Torah by accident, detach it and then sign. Chasad means chasad, according to Reish Lakish. Everyone have this? These are the two approaches to the Mishnah Chabal base. First approach is Rav Yehuda rule. Second approach is Reish Lakish. Okay? This Mishnah Chafal Beis, where was it quoted? In our Gemara. In the beginning when David wrote the Gemara. When David read the Gemara. Okay. Let's go back now to Tosis. Okay, let's see the Tosis, okay? Let's see the Tosis. Alright, who wants to read the Tosis? Let's see the Tosis. Seth, go ahead. Let's see the Tosis. We only have a little bit of time. Okay, go ahead. Let's see inside. Go ahead. See from the top, the Diramas. Go ahead. Yeah, a little loud. I can't. Go ahead. Okay, what does that mean? This sugya, and also what's besamach mean? What does the word literally besamach mean? What does Besamach mean? Very soon. The Sugya also, Besamach, who established the Mishnah like Rav Yehuda. Who was that established the Mishnah like Rav Yehuda? Who was it? Rav Ashi, right? We just did that on Dalam and Aleph, right? They hold like who? Seth, who do they hold like? Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish interprets the Mishnah that says Shaninu Chasima. Because this Mishnah that was quoted, what context and landscape was it quoted? Seth, the first line, second line of the Gemara, what did it say? If for Meir's the Tanah or Mishnah, then all you need is Chasima Mishma, not Chasima. And it says this line, in order to show, to bring a Raya from that Mishnah, bring a slam dunk Raya from that Mishnah, then all you need is Chasima and not Chasima, you have to interpret the Mishnah that way, like who? Like Reish Lakish over there, who was the second approach, that it was Chasam. You wrote the Toreif when it was attached, you cut it off, and then you signed the Aiden when it was detached. But the only way that you can quote our definition of it is if you're going like Reish Lakish. Ellen, you follow me? Now what does he mean that Rav Ashi has to say like that? This is what I want you to see the Pnei Yoshua for. Please get this down. Why must Rav Ashi hold like this? Who was Rav Ashi? Again, if I ask you the names, just don't tell me they're on the run. Who's Rav Ashi? Dalet of an Aleph establishes our Mishnah that pays like who? Reb Yudah. Who's Reb Yudah over Shmuel? Chafal from Beis establishes the Mishnah of Ekos Mechubah like who? Like Reb Elazar. And interprets the word Chasam as being completing. You can't write the Tofes when it's attached, because you might end up writing the Toreif when it's attached. And who is Reish Lakish? Not just the brother-in-law of Rabbi Yechanan, but who's Reish Lakish? The second approach of Chafal and Beis, and the Mishnah's like who? Mishnah over there of Ekos Mechubah is like who? Reb Meir, right? Chasam, Hamish Chasam. You cannot write the Toreif when it's attached, because you might what? You might sign the Aiden when it's attached. You follow me? So our Gemara certainly is going like who? When the Gemara presents the Mishnah of Gimel and Beis David, it's certainly holding like Reish Lakish. But what does he mean when he says Rav Ashi is also like Reish Lakish? I'm sorry, yeah. What does he mean that Rav Ashi is also like Reish Lakish? Did everyone get that? What does the Pnei Yoshua say? Now, what do you want to say? I'll tell you what the pshat is. Because the truth of the matter is, how can you interpret Ksiva and Chasima? How could you interpret Ksiva and Chasima if Shmuel held like who? If Shmuel held like who? Rav Yudah or Shmuel? Right? You tell me, in other words. Shmuel and Rabbi Yochanan. Isn't it Rabbi Yochanan over there also? Is it Rabbi Yochanan over there at Chafal and Beis? Yes? Yeah. It's Rabbi Yudah and Shmuel. Also, the Chinar and Rabbi Yochanan. Exactly. Rabbi Yudah and Shmuel and Rabbi Yochanan. Because you know what Kasiva and Chasima might mean? Kasiva might mean Tofes. Chasima might mean Toreif. What was the point of Rav Ashi over there? What was the point of Rav Ashi over there? What's Rav Ashi and Dalarov trying to say that? Our Mishnah is according to who? Reb Yehuda, who holds Ksiva Lishma and Chasima Lishma. How do you know? Maybe the interpretation of the Mishnah when it says Ksiva the Chasima the Tolish means Toface the Toreif, and it doesn't say anything about the Chasima. So obviously Rav Ashi also must be going like who? Reish Lakish. Obviously, Reish Lakish, Rav Ashi must also go like Reish Lakish. These two lines, I tell you, I almost skipped myself. No, you can't. You can't skim that. I almost skipped it myself. What does he mean, Tosin, the first line when he wants to say, not only does our sugya hold like Reish Lakish, that I understand very clearly in this Gemara, the beginning of the Gemara. We're trying to prove that Mishnah was Chasima. But how is Rav Ashi? Because Rav Ashi wants to prove that Chasima and the Chasima have to be done Lishma.
If he held what Rabbi Yehuda Shmuel Rabbi Yochanan, you wouldn't be proving anything about Chasima. It would just be proving that the Ksiva and the Chasima would be done one. The Ksiva, the Torah, and the Tovis would have to be done the Shmuel. And that's it. Now you'll ask me, is that crazy to think the Tovis has to be done the Shmuel? Is that crazy or not? Is there any sheep in the Tanoim that hold Tovis has to be done the Shmuel? Yes or no? Yes. The Mishnah. Take a look. Take a look at the Mishnah Chava. The Mishnah Chava. Omer Aleph. Take a look at the bottom of the end of the Mishnah Chava. Omer Aleph. It says, Rebbe Lozer Machshir Bekula Chutz Mikitei Noshim Shenemer Akasof Lo Lishmo. Rebbe Lozer says, all other documents are fine if you write the Tofis first. Rebbe Lozer says when it comes to a get, you can't even write the Tofis first. You can't even write the Tofis first. Look at the Gemara in the bottom. It says, Shenemer Akasof Lo Kiksiv Lo Torif Hudiksiv. But the Lishma is only the Toreif, not the Tofes. There was a Gzeira. If you write the Tofes, Shelo Lishma, what are you going to end up doing? You're going to end up writing the Toreif, Shelo Lishma. So there's a Gzeira made. Everything's got to be done. So the Gemara says, Kasha, the Rebbe Lazar, Rebbe Lazar. Trey Tanoia, Ba'alibin Rebbe Lazar. Trey Tanoia, Ba'alibin Rebbe Lazar. The Tanakama was also Rebbe Lazar in that Mishnah. So it was a Stira. The Gemara says the two Tanoim. Do you need just the Toreif Lishma, or do you need even the Tofes? Those are two Tanoim arguing within Rebbe Lozer. But there is such a Tanoim. So you might think, you might say to me, Rebbe, why would anyone ever say you need the Tofes and the Toreif Lishma? I'll tell you, there's a good reason. Because if the Tofes is not the Lishma, it might lead you to write the Toreif Lishma. The Tofes is the general form, which is on any document, and the Toreif is the key point of the get. So if this would be written Shalom Lishma, it might lead you to read the Torah Shalom Lishma as well. This is what Tosis means here when he said that we have to be holding like who? Like Reish Lakish. Okay? We have to be holding like Reish Lakish. The sugi at the beginning and the sugi at the end is holding like Reish Lakish. Who's Reish Lakish? Chaval Chameis, that the word is Chassam. Chassam literally, like Reb Meir. Okay? Now is that slow?
Yeah.
It is slow? Okay. What did you say?
5 minutes
slow already. I'm sorry. Okay. 1 second. One last point. We haven't finished it even the Tosis. Okay? We haven't finished the Tosis. But we have it clear now. What we have to see tomorrow is that we have to finish the Tosis. Okay? And we have to talk about the scope of the din of the Shema of Eidim Mesira Karsi. When Rebbe Lozer said Eidim Mesira Karsi, did he mean only Eidim Mesira? Or did he mean even Eidim Mesira? What does even mean? That he would allow Eidim Chasira. You follow me? That's a big machlokes rishon. Did Rebbe Lozer say Davka or Af? Meaning, will he hold Eidim Chasira himself? Okay, very well. We'll stop here. Let's stop at Mincha. I'm sorry.